Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, it's so interesting because, to me, the most underrated thing, I've said this for forever, the most underrated thing in sports in terms of success of any team is depth. Because, you know, injuries happen, but also because you have to, you know, give guys a breather every now and then. If you can come off the bench and you start to think back to that 60-win team for the Atlanta Hawks, for example, and when they rolled that bench in, sometimes that bench outperformed. I mean, suddenly here comes Lou Williams, here comes Kevin Huerter, and, you know, they're knocking down shots and left and right, and they're playing, you know, and the starters are over, they're watching the bench expand the lead. And so that's why, even though the starting five was obviously ridiculously good as a unit, even though there were no individual stars, all right, because I got to go back and say it again. Al Horford, we should not have gotten rid of, ever gotten rid of Al Horford. All right, but that's a different story. He should have been a Hawk for life. How that would have changed the fortunes of this franchise. John Fergie with you on a Friday night, 404-726-0929. And that's where the Braves have no depth in the bullpen, okay? So they lose Jimenez, Minter walks. They got nothing. They got no depth in the bullpen. There's not another. They still don't. Who's the night? There is no night shift. There's nothing out there. So they're still scrambling around. They don't have a lot of depth in the starting rotation, so much so that they had to go out and get a guy who on Tuesday was 19 years old. I know they like his stuff, but he was 19 years old. On Tuesday, he turned 20 on Tuesday. 70 games ago, 60 games ago, he's pitching for the Rome Braves. He's 20 years old. Then they say, okay, you're pretty good. We'll send you up to Columbus. And then they say, well, let's see what you do if we send you up to AAA. And then they bring him to the show. And his record this year between Rome and Columbus and Gwinnett, 0-7. He's 4-18 as a pitcher in the minors, 4-18. And they're starting him in a major league game. I'm like, okay, what is it that you guys know about this Didier Fuentes that I don't know? And so AA was talking about, well, he's got really good stuff and we really like about what he's doing. And he was okay. He was okay tonight. He wasn't great, but he was okay. Now, the reason they're down 5-1 to the Marlins in this game is because they couldn't get a clutch hit if they wanted to, and that's just an ongoing story. Fuentes went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 strikeouts, threw 58 strikes with 87 pitches. So, I mean, he got a taste. Now you send him back down. He gave your starters a rest, and if they end up losing this game, it's going to be because they couldn't get a clutch hit when they needed to get a clutch hit. Against a guy named Junk who was throwing junk. His name is literally Junk. J-U-N-K. You can't hit junk. You can't. You're not going to win every game, I know that. But you got to win this series. Okay, against the Marlins down in Miami. If you're going to have any chance, you just wipe the Mets out. The Marlins are no good. You know, but the Braves have had this problem, haven't they? Where they would struggle against bad teams. It's sort of like the Hawks had the same problem. Oh, we went 2-0 against the Celtics. We beat the Cavs twice. We beat the Knicks twice. We, you know, How'd you do against the Washington Wizards? Well, yeah, they kind of beat us a couple times. You know the Washington Wizards suck. Yeah, I know, but the Braves lost twice to the Rockies this year. To the Rockies. Okay. So anyway, this is where we're at with the Braves. 404-726-0929. They're down 5-1 going to the seventh against Miami in the first game down there. And they really got to win the series. Then they got to New York. And now that seven-game stretch at New York at home against the Phillies, that's pretty much where I think the rubber's going to meet the road, so to speak. I'll use kind of old platitudes there. But that's really going to be kind of where do we stand here in another week and a half. Okay, let's see. Don't blow the whole Mets series by going down to Miami and laying a turd in that three-game set down there. Please don't do that. And right now they're laying a turd in the opener. I understand why they wanted to give their guys a rest, and they felt that they could take a gamble on Fuentes again. I'm not going to blame 20-year-old Didier Fuentes for this loss if they don't win the game. But I'm blaming the fact that they couldn't hit junk. I mean, this offense has got to start carrying. There was a stat. Let's see if I can find it. Stats are what you make of them, but it was Joe that had the stat here. I got too many things in front of me here. Joe had a stat. Joe Patrick dug it up. I don't know where he dug it up from. But Joe Patrick had a stat in regards to the Braves. So here it is. Takes me a while to go through all the stuff here. Get this. Joe dug this up. Going into the game tonight, the Braves, when they score at least four runs in a game, okay? When they score four runs, they're 32-10. When they score at least four runs, 32-10. When they score three runs or less, 2-29. 2-29 when they score three runs or less. Whew. Woof. You know, you got to win games where you're not hitting. And when you're 2-29 in games where you score three or less, So go back to the bench. This is what I think the Hawks are going to do on Wednesday night. They're going to draft a couple of really good guys. And I think they're trying to build their bench. I would like to see a big in there. I don't know nothing about these Euro guys. I'll trust them that if they draft a Euro, that they really like the Euro guy, that he could play. Okay? I just have to trust them that that's the case. I did with Zachary Risacher. We've seen so many European players come over here and have great success that I think if you're drafting a European player, I'm okay with it. You just tell me. So I don't want to get too hung up on college players who I've seen play as opposed to European players who maybe I see some video of. And I did eventually see some video of Zachary Risacher when they were starting to look at him. And I went, you know what? Okay. I mean, he's got some hops. He can shoot threes. But it's hard to, you know, who are you playing against? That's the problem. It's like, all right, you know, who are you playing against? But they know. So if they draft a Euro, that's fine. If Asa Newell's there, I would love to have Asa Newell. I think, again, you start thinking about what you want your bench to be. Asa Newell can play the role of Jalen Johnson. Ryan Kalkbrenner is another guy, or Danny Wolf. They're different guys. Danny Wolf, center at Michigan. If you want Danny Wolf, you're probably going to have to grab him at 13 if he falls to 13. Danny Wolf is a big, strong, he's a physical center. If you want a big, strong, physical guy, and Danny can pop out and shoot threes too. But Danny Wolf is a player I've always really liked. Don't like Michigan much, meat chicken, but I do like Danny Wolf, and I think he would fit really well in this. I just don't know he's going to be available at 13. So I start to look down the list a little bit, and Ryan Kalkbrenner at Creighton is 7-1, can run the floor, block shots, rebound, and dude can shoot the lights out of it. So I'm a big Ryan Kalkbrenner fan. I think he's going to be a really good – he's like Chet Holmgren, okay? He'd be your Chet Holmgren. He's Chet. I like Ryan Kalkbrenner a lot. And so as a backup to Okongwu, I could go with that. Then you have to go out and find a guard. I don't know that Kobe Bufkin is backup to Trey. I want to think so. I've seen a little flashes here and there, but maybe what we need is a veteran point guard. We need a Lou Williams. It's nice to think that Kobe Bufkin could do it. I'd be more comfortable with a veteran, you know, and if you want to keep Caris LeVert in there, to be the guy that comes in and spells Dyson Daniels and kind of lights it up from the two. And then, again, you're just trying to replace one unit with another unit. You see what I'm doing? See, everybody follow that? That's that – it's almost like a line change in hockey. You know, I mean, you would never do that, you know, five out, five in. Some coaches may. It'd be pretty rare. But you want to be able to mix and match a little bit with – guys that will be complementary to the guys that are going out, and to have a couple of specialty guys then on the bench, one of which has to be something that they have not had, which is they've got to find an enforcer. I mean, if they were going to go out and get and draft a Kalkbrenner, which is fine by me, they've got to go find a guy. I don't care if he can really play all that much. I mean, they haven't had that guy, and Solomon Hill could play a little bit, but they haven't had that guy since Solo. They need to have somebody that can, that the other team looks at and says, okay, be careful because they're going to come in with, look, the players know, okay? If you've got that guy in your bench, the players know. They know that if you, it's like, okay, if we make a mistake here and take these guys on, that dude's going to be in the game, and I'm not going to want to feel that. I'm not going to want to feel that dude because he's the guy that they all know. Right? They know. So go out and find whatever dude that is and put him on your team. I want that dude. I want my new Solo on this team. I want that guy that nobody wants to mess with. Yeah, I want that dude. So I think there are ways to construct the roster as it is, and I think the Hawks could be pretty good if they can stay healthy. Let's not forget, we're talking about the guy that should have been the Defensive Player of the Year in Dyson Daniels, finished second. Guy that could well have been the Rookie of the Year, finished second, in Zachary Risacher. A guy that has grown into the role and been pretty good in Onyeka Okongwu. I mean, he's pretty good. A guy in Jalen Johnson who's a borderline star. And a guy that's just doesn't get any credit for whatever reason. Sets records all over the place. Go ahead, figure it out. It's a pretty good five. And they've got some guys on the bench. Now, will they bring Terrence Mann back? I don't know. I mean, but Yang is a guy that I like having on the team because he can light it up. You know, he was like Mr. Instant Offense at times. LeVert, same way. But, you know, I think you need a little bit more on the bench. And so two guys, these two draft picks have got to be key bench guys that can step in and give you minutes. Right along LeVert and Yang, maybe a veteran point guard. And now, okay, now we have something working. All right, now we've gotten better on the bench. Because if you don't have depth in the NBA in an 82-game season, that's going to be a serious problem. You know, Dom, one of the underreported things is, did you see the story this year that, well, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, that Adam Silver was considering shortening the games?
I do remember seeing that at one point.
He was going to go from 12-minute quarters to 10-minute quarters. And you go, why would you do that? Well, do the math. It's 8 minutes a game. Well, yeah, times 82 games. How many minutes is that? Anybody out there do math? I know, this is Swampers estimate. 656 minutes. Okay, 656 minutes. How many games is that? 15 games. You take 2 minutes a quarter off the clock, you're essentially taking 15 games worth of game time off the clock. 15 games. It doesn't sound a lot until you start doing it. Oh, that is a lot. Yeah. I mean, the stars will start playing instead of having to run out there for 35, 36 minutes a night, they can run out there for 25, 26 minutes a night, 27. So the wear and tear on the stars and then the load management becomes not having to sit out a game, but just having shorter quarters. Now, how are fans going to adjust to final scores being 93-87? That I can't answer. You know, the numbers are going to go down. You know, 101 to, you know, 94, I mean, the numbers are going to go down. They're just naturally going to go down. You have eight minutes less. It's not going to be 125, 123. So it'll be interesting to see how they adjust. But it's something to kind of, you know, that's something, Dom, that I could actually kind of get behind a little bit. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it just because it feels like, not even feels like, it exactly would just be the NBA just doing more cash grabby stuff where we've said many times before that the NBA has an issue with making people care about their regular season. The best way to make people care about your regular season is to shorten it. So if you really want to worry about player safety and stuff like that, you would just cut the 15 games instead of making the game shorter.
Yeah, but they're never going to do that.
Exactly. So this, to me, again, it... I don't like it just because I know what the real alternative is and what the real answer is, and I know that we're not getting to what should be done just because Adam Silver and everyone wants more money. So I don't I personally hate this idea.
Yeah, but there's just I understand what you're saying, but I think it's I think it's a fair compromise. Less toll on the players, shortens the game up a little bit. Some NBA games tend to be a little long anyway. So I don't have necessarily a problem with it if it's going to help ensure that stars play and don't rest so much because they're not being, you know, the toll on their bodies. I mean, you're looking at a team like Oklahoma City and Indiana playing. I'd be interested to know. They're both well into the 100, over 100, right?
Yeah.
They're well over 100. That's a, dude, that's a lot. I mean, that's, dude, that's a lot. I mean, well north of 100 games?
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. That's the season, which maybe if you cut the games down, it wouldn't be that big of a problem. But, you know, I guess. And also, one of the things that I don't like about this idea, look at what we've seen in this playoff run alone, right? How many of those Pacers comebacks do we not see if the games are 2 minutes shorter? They don't make those comebacks against the Knicks.
Well, eight minutes shorter. Yeah, I mean, I can't answer that. Or maybe, you know, the 8 minutes off makes a lot more games tighter. I don't know. Until we actually see it, I think they ought to at least consider experimenting with it in the preseason next year.
I wouldn't be mad at experimenting with it in the preseason just to see how it feels, but I'm going to be the traditionalist on this one. Give me my 12-minute quarter basketball the way it should be.
And, you know, because you know college basketball is going to experiment. College basketball, men's college basketball is going to quarters, not this year but next. They haven't announced it yet, but they did announce it already because they said, we're going to study it this season. Oh, in other words, you're going to quarters the next year. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Whenever they say they're going to study something, that means we're going to do it the following year. They would have done it this year. They just didn't have time to kind of coordinate everything with all the leagues and they got to get you know, all the little things, you know, the break schedules down and get the television networks all to understand how they're going to go handle this. I mean, they do it for women's basketball. Men's college basketball is going to quarters, and they're going to play 4 10-minute quarters. All right, and by the way, they may expand the number of games in men's college basketball, too. They may add 3 or 4 regular season games. That could happen, too. Quick break. We had a chance to talk to the voice of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Chris Fisher is the play-by-play voice. Talked to him about the NBA Finals and did a little earlier in the show. And we asked him about an Oklahoma native who plays for the Hawks. I was kind of curious as to how he viewed that Oklahoma native, how he's viewed back in his hometown. And he had an interesting answer about Trae Young. So we'll replay that and bring it back and let you hear that next on 92 on the Game Tonight with John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time the game. Sports Radio 92 on the game tonight with Chris Fisher. He is the television play-by-play voice of the Thunder, and he is on the WaveForward.com hotline. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the show.
How are we doing, guys? Happy Friday. And I know we all got a little something to look forward to going into the weekend with a Game 7. And last basketball game of the season, this is it, Game 7. I hope everyone's excited for it.
Well, now, I was wondering, did you and, like, your color guy after Game 6, which I know was a bit of a disappointment, but did you say, you know, hey, listen, we have some time before Game 7. Maybe, you know, we get the wives and we go on a tour of the Greek islands and get back in time for games, because Chris, it takes forever. Can we just play, please?
It does take forever. These two games off in between games. I mean, I know the NBA wants to stretch this out and they want to get as many Sundays as they possibly can, but it makes it agonizing as a fan when you got to wait and wait and wait for the next game to come. They only had one stretch where there was just one day off, and that was in between Game 3 and Game 4. But that's the NBA stretching it out. It's not like what the NHL does with hockey, where that thing is over. I mean, it's every other day. But gives teams an opportunity to rest, make adjustments. It adds to the intrigue a little bit. And I guess come Sunday, we'll all end up being pretty happy when we got something to watch, final NBA game of the season Sunday night.
Chris Fisher is the play-by-play voice of Oklahoma City and the Thunder, and the Pacers play Game 7 on Sunday night, and he is on 99 The Game with John Fricke. Before we get into, and I do want to get your thoughts here about Game 7, I want to ask you something. So the Panthers, you mentioned the Florida Panthers, win the Stanley Cup. And then outside the stadium, some of the Panthers fans are chanting a chant that New Yorkers chant in relation to a young man from, well, not a young man anymore, Norman, Oklahoma, who they don't like. And it's like, why? You're chanting Trey, they're chanting, you know, Trey Young, but not in a good way. You guys just won the Stanley Cup. Why are you worried about the point guard of the Atlanta Hawks? Now, I don't understand this Mets fans chant. And I'm like, aren't you baseball fans? Not him. Yeah, you know, so I don't understand. Is Trey Young, they would never, Oklahoma City loves him, right? I mean, he's from there.
Well, I think to understand the relationship with Trey Young and Oklahoma, Oklahomans are incredibly proud. And I think that they realize where they are and their history, and they want to represent themselves in a really good way. And when people come out of Oklahoma and do accomplish big things, whether that's on the sports stage or globally, they are embraced and they are thought of very, very highly. And for Trey Young, who went to Norman North High, which is where, you know, it's just a little bit south of Oklahoma City by about 20, 25 minutes. And for him to go on and have the career that he did at University of Oklahoma and then to get drafted where he did and being in the NBA. Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a level of proudness from local Oklahomans and what he's been able to do. And I know that his family's still very involved in Oklahoma, but it's been fun to watch Trey from afar and see what he's been able to do. He's in the Eastern Conference, so he only gets to come back to Oklahoma once a year. And every time he comes back, there's always a warm welcome. And then when he's on the floor, obviously you treat him like an opponent. But I'm not from Oklahoma, but in seeing how everybody embraces him and loves him, and treats him and speaks highly of him, then it's really nice to see, because he is one of Oklahoma's own and he always will be. And I know that he has spent a lot of time back there and has come back there. And so very, very good thing to say about Trae Young.
You know, the Thunder as a organization, you know, took a big risk. You know, they had three superstars on their team, you know, with KD, Westbrook, and Beard. And they decided to break up the threesome and then the twosome and then the onesome. And they did so at their own peril, and yet they reimagined it into something even better. It says something about the basketball acumen of the people running that organization.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a very scrupulous process, going back to probably the Damian Lillard shot against the Portland Trailblazers in the 2019 NBA playoffs, which kind of kick-started the transition away from that incredibly successful era that you're referencing with KD, James Harden, and Russ. And Russ ends up leaving. PG gets traded to the LA Clippers. Part of that trade is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Four first-round picks also a part of that trade. And when one of those picks, you use Jalen Williams, who was drafted 12th overall in 2021. So that certainly has a tremendous amount of impact as to where we are now. But it's just been very, very detail-oriented, step-by-step, no skipping steps from Sam Presti, the front office, Mark Daigneault, everybody involved. They have been very careful in many of the decisions that they've made. But as good as these guys are as basketball players, it can't be overlooked at who they are as people, because I think that's been a big part of this process. It's been a short process. When you think about it in basketball terms, from going to the finals in 2012 to getting back there here in 2025, and then when you put the rebuild in that conversation, it's been very quick, but they haven't skipped steps, and a lot of that is because of the people. These players, these coaches, the people that are part of the organization, they are incredibly high character. As good as basketball players as they are, they're good people, and that's mattered as much as anything in who Sam Presti has allowed in the building and allowed to have an input on this team. And then when you look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the type of leader that he is and setting the tone for the entire environment top to bottom, he is a class act. He's exactly who you would want to be leading your organization. And he has really set the tone both on and off the court and just been an incredible extension. And, you know, they have put the time in, they've put the work in to really develop these players. They hit some rough patches. It's easy to look at it now and be like, oh yeah, these guys are so young, they're in the NBA finals. But I remember, you know, them suffering the worst loss in NBA history in December of 2021 against the Memphis Grizzlies on the road. They suffered the worst loss at home in NBA history to the Indiana Pacers. I mean, they had to go through some growing pains, but with this front office and the type of people that they have brought in, they've held themselves accountable. They've been committed to each other. They've been committed to improvement. And that's why you're seeing sort of the byproduct of that mentality here show up in the NBA Finals.
Chris Fisher, television play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma City Thunder on 92.9 The Game with John Fricke. It's been a weird series. I mean, you know, you had this team that wasn't even supposed to be there, that you just lived this incredibly charmed life with all the Halliburton shots and whatnot, a 50-win team that ran through the East, and now, you know, oh, they're not going to be able to take on Oklahoma City, and oh, so, oh, they got this. No, no, they don't have this, Chris. Oh, no, they do it. No, they, oh, no. So it's back and forth, everybody thinking they got this. Now we get to Game 7. What's the confidence level in Oklahoma City you're going to be able to hold court?
It's been an incredible emotional roller coaster, that's for sure. For both teams, both fan bases, both cities, Indiana stealing Game 1 the way that they did, the Thunder being able to respond, the Game 4 snatched by OKC late there to come back and get that victory, Game 5 in OKC where the Thunder played so well offensively. I mean, it has just been an incredible series. And I hope that people recognize that, because if you're an NBA fan or you're a fan of basketball, this is exactly what we've kind of all been clamoring for with these two small market teams. You've got a couple of superstars. I mean, Halliburton was a part of Team USA in the Olympics in Paris, SGA, league MVP. And these teams it's just been a battle of playing to strengths, a battle of playing to wills. And the one thing that's really stuck out to me over the course of the series is, with the exception of game one, where the Pacers somehow, some way were able to withstand all of those turnovers, particularly in the first half, the team that's lost the turnover battle has ended up losing the game. And that showed up again in game number six. The Thunder were not strong with the basketball, 20-plus turnovers, and it showed. It affected the way that they played the rest of the game, affected their defense, affected their shot-making. They just couldn't get into offensive rhythm, and a lot of that is Indiana, the way that they played defensively. They mixed up their defense and dropped into a little bit more of a half-court defense rather than full-court pressure, which they've been applying over the course of the series. But turnovers to me have been such a big part of these six games, and I expect it to be a huge part of what we see on Sunday. And it's a surprise because the Thunder protected the ball better than any team in the NBA all season long. I mean, their turnover differential was unbelievable with how they played defense and how they were able to hold on to it. They had the fewest turnovers in the NBA, and it's shown up here in the NBA Finals, probably more so than at any point over the last couple of years. And that's a testament to Indiana. I mean, they have been committed. They don't get enough credit for how they play physically because their offense is so relentless. And they play a physical brand with Pascal Siakam, Nimhard, Miles Turner, kind of at the rim and in pick and roll coverage. And Rick Carlisle does a fantastic job of putting together a good game plan on offense and defense. And that's why you've gotten sort of these wild shifts as both teams try to figure things out. And it's the beauty of a seven-game series. So, but I do think that the turnover battle is going to be probably first and foremost come Sunday night.
Got about a minute, Chris Fisher, Oklahoma City play-by-play. Chris, what's concerns you more as a Thunder guy? Is it that Halliburton ridiculous magic at the end of a game? Or is it just, look, you guys are supposed to win this, Chris. I mean, India, they're pinching themselves, they're even here. The pressure's really all on you.
I'll try to be quick here. I mean, I don't think that it's a matter of the Thunder being heavily favored. This is the NBA Finals. You're facing a really, really good team. Indiana's there for a reason. They earned those victories over New York, Boston, Cleveland. They have played extremely well. They're a good team. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals a season ago. I think the mentality for the Thunder is they know it's going to be a battle. They knew it was going to be a battle over the course of the series. Indiana has proven that. This isn't a matter of a team being heavily favored over another, and really just comes down to execution, going out there, playing to your strengths, imposing your will, protecting the basketball, making smart decisions, competing together, playing efficiently, all the things that the Thunder have done really well over the course of the season that has allowed them to be the type of team that they are. So I don't think that, at least from Oklahoma City standpoint, from my standpoint, from the team standpoint, it's been, hey, look, we are heavily favored. I don't think that's been part of the mentality up to this point or even going forward.
Well, best of luck to you and the Thunder on Sunday night. Be interesting for Game 7, Chris. I appreciate your taking part in this in Atlanta. Thanks much.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. And give Bob Rafflin my best. He's one of the best. We love him, and it's always great to see him every year. And hopefully you guys down in Atlanta enjoy Game 7. Thanks for having me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Rome, Columbus, Gwinnett show in about 70 games here. 5 innings pitched, 6 hits, 4 runs all earned, and 5 strikeouts. Check that, 3 strikeouts. It's the Braves offense. They're down 6-2 to the Marlins. The Braves are 12 and about to be 12-25 on the road. Dom, 12-25 on the road.
It's not good.
No, that is God awful is what that is. And I'm really not sure, you know, again, all that high of the Mets series, and I said, no. You know, I want to see what they do against the Marlins. I want to see what they do in New York. I want to see what they do against the Phillies here. You know, again, people were like, they're back. And I'm like, I need to see a lot more because there are a lot of holes on the team. I'm not sold on the club yet. I want to believe. I want to have hope. I'm not saying that they can't. But one series against the Mets doesn't really change. I mean, they got a couple of guys that are playing pretty well, but we still have a couple of guys who are just not showing up. And they're still not getting clutch hits. They still are one of the worst teams with runners in scoring position in all of baseball. They're just not clutch. And their lack of clutch, because they've got holes in their lineup. And those holes got holes in the bullpen, holes in the starting rotation to the point where you're starting a 20-year-old who was pitching in Rome, like, you know, 6 weeks ago, and as a 19-year-old, and you're starting him in a major league game. Again, I was really questioning that. I'm not going to say that the decision is why they lost. Again, they're down 6-2 and they can't get a clutch hit. That's why they lost. Lack of offense. Occasionally, you can't ask your starters to go out and give you 3 or less every single night. You got to hit, and this team just has not hit. So there you go. It looks like, you know, and barring a big rally here in the top of the 9th inning, the Braves are going to lose the opener to the Marlins, and we'll see what they do in the other two. See if they can win the series here, and then go to New York. I mean, there's big series against New York, big series against Philly still looming here. But don't do all the undo all the good work against the Mets by choking against the Marlins down in Miami. So there's this story, Dom, that I need your opinion on. You ready? Heinz ketchup. Do you differentiate between ketchups?
Yes, I do. I am absolutely a ketchup snob. Being someone, obviously, you all know my Steeler fandom. Heinz ketchup is pretty near and dear to my heart. Got a lot of family up there in Pennsylvania, so I am very much a Heinz elitist.
Okay, I'd have to go look. I don't know. I don't know if we have Heinz or Hunts. The wife picks it out. I know that she likes Plaquemines mustard. That's her thing.
Plaquemines, okay. Okay,
she's a big Plaquemines mustard. That's okay. I'm like, okay. So I don't know if we have Heinz or Hunts, but I do know that it's not off-brand. And I've had, you know, off-brand, and it's like, ugh, no, that's not good.
Yeah,
it's not good. So Heinz is got a big story out, and they're doing a PR spin on a new bottle called Breakfast Ketchup. I'm like, okay, what the hell's breakfast ketchup? So the story reads this way, and they're actually going to, it says breakfast ketchup on the bottle, okay? And Heinz says, the question of whether ketchup belongs on a breakfast foods is highly debated. Now we're taking a stand to show the world that Heinz belongs on the breakfast table here. New labels, classic bottles, in 100 Waffle House locations nationwide, Heinz attempts to normalize ketchup for breakfast. And I'm like, wait a second, normalize ketchup for breakfast? Isn't ketchup, is that in a normal thing? I've always had ketchup for breakfast, ever since I was little.
Yeah, so having not read the article, the only thing that I can think is that when I think most people think of like ketchup for breakfast, they really only specifically think of like hash browns or like potatoes, like home fries or something like that. Whereas I think Heinz is more so being like, hey, put this ketchup on your bacon, put it on your sausage, put it in your eggs. Why not? Try it, you know? It's not just for the potatoes.
I do use ketchup on my potatoes. I'll use ketchup on scrambled eggs. But I'm not putting ketchup on bacon. No.
See, that's funny.
I'll put hot sauce on bacon with pepper.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Love hot sauce.
No ketchup.
No ketchup on bacon. No. I'm not putting ketchup on eggs either. That to me is a little is a bit. Well,
on scrambled eggs, it kind of works. I mean, it kind of works. I got to lie. Yeah. I would never put them on over easy eggs.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good.
No, you know. But, yeah, scrambled eggs, it kind of work. I mean, a little ketchup on scrambled eggs. Scrambled is like my least favorite way to eat an egg, though. I'm an over easy guy. I like putting a lot of hot sauce and pepper on my over easy eggs and dipping the toast into it.
Over easy, sunny side up type stuff. I like a nice fried egg, me personally. That's probably my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, we all like what we like. I mean, I've told this, and Hugh and Bo and everybody else used to look at me sideways. I cannot stand waffles. You could have all my waffles, all my pancakes, all my French toast, all that. I don't want syrup for breakfast. It makes my teeth itch.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want hot sauce. So okay. if I go to Waffle House, I'll get eggs and bacon and you know, hash browns. And, you know, scattered with onions and jalapenos, and douse the whole thing in Tabasco sauce and pepper.
So you like a more savory kind of hearty breakfast, is what it sounds like.
I want my mouth to be on fire. I don't want to have sweet.
You know? Okay. See, because I can do either or. Like, it depends on the day for me. Like, there are absolutely some days where I'm like, yeah, no, like, give me a whole, like, I want meat and I want like I don't want any sweets, like I want the actual food. But then there are other days where I'm like, you know what, no, I like a nice little French toast and maybe a little, you know, bowl of fruit or some yogurt or something like that. I also
look, if that's what you like, that's fine. I have no problem with it. And people will get mad at me. I'm like, I don't know why you're mad at me. If you do you. Okay, I don't like it. I don't like pancakes. I don't like waffles. It's fine. I mean, I like bagels. I mean, with cream cheese. I like that.
What type of bagel are you? Are you just like plain? You like an everything bagel?
Yeah, pretty much just a plain guy with a schmear. Look, you know, when I was in New York and, you know, the times I lived in New York, those are bagels. Man, those are bagels. People down here don't know what the hell a bagel is.
No, listen. People down here don't know what sandwiches are, just in general. I remember going up to my aunt lived in Flatbush, and I went up there to visit in New York one time, and I remember going down and just, like, having a breakfast bagel, and it was literally, like, the best breakfast bagel I've ever had in my life. And it was just from somewhere like up the street on a bodega. And it was great. And I was just like, why don't we have things like this in the South?
Yeah. And you would go to a bagel bar, you know, at a Jewish deli, you know, a high end Jewish deli. And first off, the bagel's huge. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the size of your paw. It's not a little bit. You need two hands to carry the thing. And then you're putting, you know, cream cheese, and this is going to sound, they're going to, oh my God, you know, cold salmon, lox. And
yes,
you're putting, you know, and you're putting, you know, a little black caviar on it. And you're like, you're doing what? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Capers.
Yep.
You know,
capers, yes.
I mean, the whole bit. I mean, the whole shooting match, a red onion. I'm doing the whole shooting match. And people are like, ooh, and no, you got to try. It's great. It's salty. It's great. I miss that. No, that was great. Yeah. So my favorite, my least favorite season of the year is 51 minutes away.
Ooh, 51 minutes away.
Yeah. Summer starts in 51 minutes. I am not a summer guy. It is my least favorite season of the year.
You know what's funny? Because I personally am someone who loves the cold, so like I'm very much a fall and winter person. However, I do like summer just because I also love the water, and that's, you know, pools and stuff are open like that. So it's kind of, this summer is kind of a bittersweet thing because I am someone, I hate being hot because I'm just always someone who's naturally warm myself. So like summer is kind of just a rough time for me because I'm just like, goodness gracious, it feels like I'm in a sauna everywhere I go.
Yeah, that's the way I am too. And you know, I just, summer is just always just, you know, fall is my favorite season. It's not only football, but it's
agreed.
The color change is cool. I just, I love everything about fall. Okay. So I love everything about fall. And winter, I don't mind. I mean, people are like, oh, it snows. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, I'm all right. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't bother me. Spring drives me nuts because, you know, the pollen and everything. But I don't mind spring. Summer, ugh, man, it's just like, especially in Atlanta, where summer kicks in, you know, here in about, you know, 40 minutes. And then summer doesn't end like October. You know, if it ended like, you know, up north, summer, by early, right after Labor Day, you know, sometime September 10th, you know, mm-hmm. summer's pretty much settling
early
down.
September.
But in Atlanta, it's like, it's October 9th and it's 91 degrees. I'm like, oh my God, stop with the summer already.
Oh yeah, that's why I always joke. I was like, we, down here in Atlanta, we don't really get a fall. We just kind of go straight from like summer into winter. It's because summer just lasts all the way up until November, and then like it's November here, and then because it's Atlanta,
and then a rainstorm comes through,
exactly,
and it goes from 80 to 47.
exactly.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. Okay. That was fall. Fall this year in Atlanta will be on a Tuesday. I'm just saying, you know, and then, you know, maybe it'll be next year on a Saturday. Yeah, you don't really get a fall.
Yeah.
And fall's my favorite time of the year. Thanks to all of you that called in. My thanks to Chris Fisher and my super thanks to my buddy Dom. Dom, as always, was enjoying working with you. And I will be back noon to four tomorrow. Oh, I'm sure we'll have more to say about the Braves. He, you know, every time, you know, you just get a little inkling of, oh, here they come. And then, wah. It's like the good-looking girl who, you know, you go out with her a couple of times and then she ghosts you. You know what I mean? No, you don't. You've never been out with a good-looking girl? Okay. Never mind. Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow at 4 on Sports Radio 90.10 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.